Brothers and sisters out across the great land of America and around the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again today, folks, on this great Sunday morning here in the USA. And I want to start off by asking a favor of our listeners out there. Will you pray for us? We're having winds up here, strong winds, and due to financial needs, we have our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter offices and Police and Military Against the New World Order offices in mobile homes. And my home is an old 1977 mobile home, single-wide mobile home, and I just ask you to pray for us that the winds would diminish, not only so we can keep doing the show this morning, but because so we don't blow off the mountain up here. That would be just wonderful if you could do that for us, that God would diminish the winds up here and protect us from all probabilities of injury here and damage to us. Appreciate that very much, folks, because sometimes when the winds get blowing up here, the electrical goes off, and so does the phones. The phone lines blow down somewhere in the top of our mountain here in Woodland, Idaho. So we do appreciate your prayers so we can continue the program and also not roll down the mountain, okay? Kind of an unusual request, I know, but it just so happens that's the situation here. And pray for us in general, too, because our police and military educational program is going full force forward, and the government hates us, absolutely hates us, for teaching our police officers and soldiers around the nation and around the world that they should obey their constitutional oath that they took to defend the Constitution of the United States and protect the people, even from all enemies. As you know, in the constitutional oath, it says all enemies, foreign and domestic. And right now, our big enemies are the domestic enemies that have control of our government. So just pray for us in general that we would not be attacked by God's enemies and our enemies, and we can go forward with our educational work, constitutional educational work for police and military. Thanks so much, folks. And now let me take you to our dear brother, great American patriot, the Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie in Virginia, is with us this morning. So hang on, folks. We'll be right back after the break.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Dr. Jack McLam program, folks, and we're still here. We're still here, praise God, hallelujah. And it's good to be back with you, folks. We've been here for 28 years doing our police and military educational work as volunteers for this program, 28 years now this year. And it's been good duty. We've had more police and soldiers awakening today than ever before. But now let's go back to our dear brother, our cop, Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, welcome back, and thanks for being here with us today.
Oh, you're welcome, Jack. And during the break, I said a prayer for your operation there, your trailer, and continuing your telecommunications connection today during the program and
thank you,
in the
brother.
Future. Jack, I wanted to bring to your attention something that is really high priority for us to focus on. And unfortunately, again, it's the administration and the complicit Senate working against the American people. And I'd like to start off with the FISA Act reauthorization. I was watching Senator Dodd on C-SPAN Friday give an eloquent speech about the need to establish a system of checks and balances in that FISA bill and to strike the immunity provision for the telecoms, in other words, they could continue secretly spying on American citizens with no liability. And Friday evening I received from Joel Skousen his World Affairs brief, the latest issue, and he writes, telecom immunity being pushed hard in Senate. Ryan Signal reports that, quote, the Republican leadership in the Senate made their move early Thursday evening, successfully blocking any votes on amendments to the intelligence bill and forcing the Senate to vote only on the administration-approved bill worked out by the Senate Intelligence Committee. That vote will come on Monday at 4:30.
Oh, brother. Wow.
Right. Just hours before the president delivers the State of the Union address from the Senate floor. The Intelligence Committee bill expands the government's wiretapping authority and gives immunity to the telecoms that help the government secretly spy on Americans without getting the warrants required by law. Mr. Skousen writes, last-minute gift to Bush before his State of the Union address, quote, there is no greater evil than those who shield evil from the law, end of quote. Also, along the same lines, I found an article, an editorial in the New York Times. This was published Saturday, entitled, The FISA Follies Redux. The Senate, reportedly still under Democratic control, seems determined to help President Bush violate Americans' civil liberties and undermine the constitutional separation of powers.
I see.
Majority Leader Harry Reid is supporting White House-backed legislation that would expand the administration's ability to spy on Americans without court supervision and assure the country never learns the full extent of Mr. Bush's illegal wiretapping program. The 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, which Mr. Bush decided to ignore after 9/11, requires a warrant to intercept telephone calls and email messages between people in the U.S. and people abroad. It needed updating to keep pace with technology, and the technical fixes were included in the bill that Congress passed last summer. The problem was that Mr. Bush managed to add measures that sharply undercut the court's role in monitoring eavesdropping. Fortunately, lawmakers gave them an expiration date of February 1st. This year. The House has passed a reasonable new bill fixing FISA without further endangering civil liberties, but Mr. Bush wants to weaken FISA as much as he can, and the Senate leadership has been only too happy to oblige.
Yes.
With the help of Republican senators and the misguided chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Jay Rockefeller, and as you know, Jack, he's a good CFR member. Bilderberg member, the White House got a bill that once, and trilateral member, the White House got a bill that once again reduces court supervision or wiretapping. It adds immunity for telecommunications companies that cooperate with the illegal spying. The real aim is to make sure the full story of the illegal wiretapping never comes out in court. Mr. Reid, who is still falling for the White House soft on terrorism, bullying, but I don't buy that part in the editorial, set up deliberations in a way that ensured that a better judicial committee version of the bill would die a procedural death and that the Intelligence Committee bill would pass. And this is what Senator Dodd was objecting to. He is on the Judicial Committee, and he in his discussion and presentation, he goes back to the Nuremberg trial and in the court's decision back then and the judge's statements and how the need to follow the rule of law and this following orders is no defense against illegal acts.
That's right.
But the Republicans repaid them by announcing they would block any further attempts to reach a compromise. And so the judicial bill died this past week. Well, what we should be urging is that the House should vote to extend last summer's flawed rules for at least 30 days and go on recess, forcing the Senate to do the same thing, and then bring the whole matter to a conference committee. Then there will be plenty of time for a real debate on this. But personally, I would prefer to see the FISA Act abolished altogether. We don't need all this wiretapping and spying, and then, as I recently discussed in a prior show, that there was a proposal being reviewed by Congress where the executive office is establishing a new National Applications Office, NAO, to coordinate how the Department of Homeland Security and domestic law enforcement and rescue agencies use imagery and communications intelligence picked up by the U.S. spy satellites. So, in other words, the administration wants this FISA bill to continue the illegal wiretapping and spying on all Americans, and it's not limited just to foreign communications. But they also want to establish this National Applications Office to use military satellites against American citizens and treat us all essentially with disdain.
Yes.
And, you know, as we talk...
This is all their totalitarian system they're setting in place here in America, folks, and martial law is what they're hoping to bring upon us in the near future, and they need all of this control over every single American, right, brother?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we see it in so many different pieces of legislation that I'm talking about, but for tomorrow, priority number one is to call about this Senate Bill 2248, object to it, and if they do, and as a contingency action, if they won't at least object to it, at least vote to support the House provision, the bill, to delay this and then to come up with a better bill. This is a very bad bill. It does not provide an adequate system of checks and balances, and it gives too much authority to the executive office. And as you know, with our system of checks and balances, the judiciary has a role in this, and they should be issuing warrants. And I think Senator Dodd mentioned there were 19,000 and some warrants over the past 10 or 15 years under FISA, and only four or five warrants were rejected by the judiciary. But we don't want to give the administration any more power and carte blanche authority to spy on every American and treat every American as a tourist.
Roger that, brother. You said it.
Yeah. Right. And now, along the same line, so again, please call. And I want to give the phone number, a U.S. Capitol switchboard.
Okay.
The toll-free number is area code 877-851-6437. Again, area code 877-851-6437. And we need to say no to the FISA Act, the Senate version of the bill from the Intelligence Committee. It's a very bad bill. Doesn't have adequate system of checks and balances. And we do not want to see immunity given to the telecoms.
We
want the judiciary involved.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, along the same lines, there is another very troubling matter and bill. And I've talked about this before, House Resolution 1955 and Senate Bill 1959. And Congressman Ron Paul has spoken against this. And he views this as a very troubling bill that will have very adverse civil liberty implications. And he's also said this is an unwise and dangerous solution in search of a real problem. And what we're referring to is the so-called Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, which is probably the greatest assault on free speech and association in the U.S., since the 1938 creation of the House Un-American Activities Committee.
Right.
And essentially what this bill will, it will muzzle dissent, and it will muzzle the Internet and alternative media, and establish these commissions to look for homegrown terrorism. And when I saw the committee hearings with Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, and this was several weeks ago, they promised that they would have information about and questions and follow-up with the two guest sets of invitees, one from New York City, the assistant police chief or the police chief and an analyst, and also representatives from Kansas City, Miami-Dade, and Los Angeles. And essentially, it was anecdotal evidence presented from Europe and the United Kingdom.
Yes.
They did not define a clear problem in the U.S., but I'll talk about
brother,
that.
Okay, brother Ernie, hang on there. We might ask you to restate that again because I was having trouble hearing you due to the music. So Stay tuned, brother. We'll be right back. Folks, pencil and papers, come armed to this program, as Colonel Bo Bright says. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Jack McGlam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have a Capitol Hill Commando, Ernie from Virginia here. Ernie, I missed a little bit of what you were saying when the music started. Would you restate that, please, brother?
Oh, absolutely. House Resolution 1959 and Senate Bill 1959 are two of the worst bills in front of us, in addition to that FISA Act bill with illegal wiretapping continuing. We need to have a system of accountability on that. We need to stop this FISA Act bill from going forward, so I encourage your listeners to continue to call. But when they do, also add this thought crime legislation, Senate Bill 1959, titled Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, which I was saying was probably the greatest assault on free speech and association in the U.S.
Very true.
Since the 1938 creation of the House Un-American Activities Committee. And what's so troubling here is this bill, the House version of the bill, was sponsored by Representative Jane Harman, a California Democrat. The bill passed the House of Representatives on October 23rd by a 404-6 vote. under a rule suspension that curtailed debate. So we've had no debate there. We've had no debate in the Senate. And then when I go to the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee for details on the proceedings of their hearings and Q&A and how the public has responded and what the schedule might be for the full vote on the Senate, because I had read on truthtellers.org by Mr. Ted Pike that this bill was coming up, I think he said, into January or early February. So it's imminent. And then when I read this other article, and I'd like to comment a little more about Senate Bill 1959, but I encourage your readers also to visit www.globalresearch.ca today for an article titled, "The Homeland Security Campus Repress You."
Yes.
Free speech zones, taser guns, hidden cameras, data mining, a new security curriculum, private security contractors, Blackwater included. Welcome to the Homeland Security Campus. From Harvard to UCLA, the Ivy Tower is fast becoming the latest watchtower in Fortress America. The terror warriors, having turned their attention to, quote, violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism prevention, as it was recently dubbed in a House of Representatives bill, House Resolution 1955, I add, of the same name, have set out to reconquer that traditional hotbed of radicalization, the university. So what I'm trying to say here is not only do we have legislation to establish these commissions to seek out a problem when the evidence clearly shows we've not had any homegrown terrorists prosecuted.
Right.
And convicted here, and so they're trying to create a problem, but they're using anecdotal evidence in this Senate committee, but the committee's not being transparent. It's not giving us any information. The mainstream media sits silently by, and meanwhile, the ACLU has come out against it. Civil Liberty activists have criticized the bill, some comparing the commission it would establish to the McCarthy Commission, as I said earlier, that investigated Americans for possible associations with communist groups, casting suspicion on law-abiding citizens and ruining their reputations. This commission would have very broad powers. It could investigate anyone. It could create a public perception that whoever is being investigated by the commission must be involved in subversive or illegal activities, and it would give the appearance that whoever they are investigating is potentially a traitor or disloyal or a terrorist, even if all they were doing was advocating lawful views. Like on this program, we talk about some bills that we support, some we disagree with. We talk about the troubling times, but this legislation has a clear pattern, this recent legislation, the FISA Act and this bill, especially this fraud crime bill, is most troubling, and the ACLU has serious concerns about the bill. Law enforcement should focus on action, not thought. We need to worry about the people who are committing crimes rather
than
those who harbor beliefs that the government...
That's right, brother. You know, I'm watching on television every once in a while. I turn on the news to see what they're trying to program us with, and I notice they're snatching people up for thought crimes. I mean, people say something or don't do something, but just say something or write something, and they're coming and arresting them on thought crimes. In other words, they don't have... When I was in law enforcement, brother, you had to have an overt act of doing what you said you were going to do before we could arrest you, but not today.
No, not today. And there is a rush to judgment, and this is very dangerous. But then when I look at this article today from globalresearch.ca, I was amazed at what's going on these campuses across the country. And apparently they've already selected some of the universities, which I'll talk about in a second, as the new centers for the study of potential thought crimes and terrorists and that kind of thing. But I want to go in a little detail on that.
Okay, hang on, brother. We'll be right back. Folks, this is an exciting time to find out what's going on in Washington, D.C. We'll be right back with Capitol Hill Commando Ernie right after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Right back to Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, continue on, brother.
Okay, and this article on globalresearch.ca, and I won't provide all the details, but I encourage your listeners to go to it because you'll get insight into the this Senate Bill 1959 indirectly through what they're doing on the college campuses today. And I just learned of this morning. Again, free speech zone, taser guns, hidden cameras, data mining, a new security curriculum, private security contractors being on a campus and their representatives. Welcome to the Homeland Security campus. And in this article, they describe a seven-step mission on how to build a Homeland Security campus. And we're not talking about just a few schools. We're talking about hundreds of universities here. And major universities. And the first step, target dissidents. As the warfare state has triggered dissent, the campus has attracted increasing scrutiny with student protesters in the crosshairs, the government's number one target, peace and justice organizations. And at more than a dozen universities and colleges, police officers now double as full-time FBI agents, and according to the Campus Law Enforcement Journal, they serve on many of the nation's 100 joint terrorism task forces. These dual-purpose officer agents have knocked on student student activist tours from North Carolina State to the University of Colorado, and in one case interrogated an Iraqi-born professor at the University of Massachusetts about his anti-war views. They're going after free assembly areas, and a number of schools are mentioned. Next step is number two is lock and load, and this is very troubling. Many campus police departments are morphing into heavy armed garrisons equipped with a wide array of weaponry, from taser stun guns and pepper guns to shotguns and semi-automatic rifles. And apparently this is in response to the tragic shooting at Virginia Tech, but it looks like this response goes even it's much more than a reasonable response, in my view, because I'll give you an example. In the article, they cite AR-15 rifles similar to M-16s being added to the arsenal of the University of Texas campus police.
Wow.
And then they talk about the use of tasering on students. A taser was used by UCLA police in November to deliver shock after shock to an Iranian-American student for failing to produce his ID at the Powell Library.
A
University of Florida student.
Unbelievable. Failure to produce an ID, so they taser him.
They taser him at the university.
He could die. You know, people die from being tasered, and so just because he didn't produce his ID, they taser him and take a chance on killing him.
Exactly. And then a University of Florida student, and you'll recall this one, was tased last September after asking pointed questions of Senator John Kerry at a public forum.
Yes.
His plea, quote, "Don't tase me, bro," becoming the stuff of pop folklore. And
yeah,
if you remember that event, well, this apparently is much on a grander scale here when you look at all the actions they've taken. And surveillance, for example, third step, keep an eye on hundreds of them focused on campus.
Yes.
On more and more campuses, closed-circuit security cameras can track people's every move, often from hidden or undisclosed locations, sometimes even into the classrooms. And they cite several examples, and I'll just mention one. The University of Pennsylvania, for instance, has more than 400 cameras watching over their students, Harvard and Brown have about 200 each.
Yeah.
Also, another step, mine student records. Student records have in recent years been opened up to all manner of data mining for purposes of investigation, recruitment, or just all-purpose tracking. And that reminds me of prior discussions I've had on the National Animal Identification System, the Real ID, this data probing, undermining our privacy and sensitive data, and this sharing of data. I mean, this is we're moving very quickly towards a police state, and it could not be worse at college campuses when you see all of the actions going on, and the use of Blackwater, which I'm going to talk about in a second here. Step number five, track foreign-born students, keep the undocumented out. Step number six, take over the curriculum, the classroom, and the laboratory. Needless to say, not every student is considered a homeland security threat. Quite the opposite. Many students and faculty members are seen as potential assets. To exploit these assets, DHS has launched its own curriculum under its Office of University Program to foster a homeland security culture within the academic community. DHS has doled out 439 federal fellowships and scholarships since 2003. 227 schools now offer degrees or certificate programs in homeland security. It's almost like we've had this reform of the universities consistent with this Senate Bill 1959 bill and H.R. 1955. At the very same time, the Congress is going forward with these commissions and these centers of excellence. Those centers of excellence, according to this global research article, DHS has founded and funded six already. They don't say which ones they are.
Good
centers
great.
Of excellence in which the Homeland Security Bill, they're very systematic. This is an elaborate plan. This is not just, here's a resolution and a bill based on anecdotal evidence from Europe. Ms. Harman and Senator Collins of Maine, who is the sponsor of the Senate version, they know exactly what they're doing. This is a very systematic process to implement a police state and to muzzle any dissent against American citizens. And it truly undermines our First Amendment rights.
It truly does, brother. Yeah.
And they're funding right now, and instead of closing the borders, Department of Homeland Security is more focused on funding these universities and establish these programs, and we don't have the virtual fence. We've talked about this before, the Secure Fence Act. We've only got 5 miles built of the required two-tier fence. It's a laughing stock, and we continue to see abuse of our federal border security agents. And what does Homeland Security and governmental affairs put their focus on? In December, it was domestic partnership benefits.
Yes.
To government employees. American citizens demand that these borders be closed. So when we call, we also want to see our borders secure and our immigration laws enforced. And this business about creating these commissions to study Americans for potential homegrown terrorism, and you don't have any clearly defined problem. They're trying to create a problem here, and so they can then impose a solution, which further undermines the Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
It's kind of interesting, brother. In the dialectic, the Hegelian dialectic, they used to actually have to create the problem before the American people would let them come up with a solution. The American people wouldn't have accepted it if they hadn't created the problem. But now they just have to say there's a problem and there isn't, and they can pass legislation.
That's true. But because we have been talking on this on your show and others and many, many articles on the Internet on this,
yeah.
I think people are more and more awakening up to this as a very troubling piece of legislation. And, you know, it's directed, too, if you look closely at the details of the bill, it's directly, largely at the Internet and streaming type shows like yours, Jack, and others on RBN and the Genesis Network and other shows where people have discussion of what's going on in the country, because the Ministry of Propaganda and our mainstream media continues to keep information, meaningful things from us. And they put emphasis on the wrong things. And when you watch, for example, Congressman Ron Paul, the true patriot, the true supporter of the Constitution, the congressman who supports the abolishment of the Federal Reserve Board, has a resolution on that. There's no discussion about it, no discussion on his solution. Even when we had that recent debate, Jack, in South Carolina, I noticed how MSNBC, how they asked hardly any questions around Paul.
That's right.
And they put all the questions to Senator McCain, the good old CFR member McCain.
Yeah.
And it's one game after another, and unfortunately the sheeple and too many people are not independent thinking, and our main source of information true information, the facts, is the Internet. So naturally the shadow government type or the New World Order or the one world government globalist agenda is going to try to shut down the Internet, and they're going to try to create a problem so
that's
they
right.
can justify
yeah.
such
without
measures.
A doubt, brother, without a doubt. Yes, Ron Paul got one-third the time of the other candidates the other night on that South Carolina debate.
Exactly. One-third the time, but you notice the other four candidates, the four pro-war advocates, would not ask the question of Ron Paul. And
yeah.
Ron Paul had a meaningful question of Senator McCain on the Financial Working Group, which he couldn't even respond to.
Yeah.
And he sort of twisted it, but he looked very irritated that Ron Paul would dare to ask him a question.
Right. And do you notice when they asked Ron Paul a question, it was, Ron Paul, you said you were going to shut down Social Security. What do you have to say about that? Remember that one? Trying to slam him as much as they could with actually the questions, and I think he answered it very well, but you can see that the moderators there were going to try to cut his throat.
Oh, absolutely, and he gave a meaningful response. He has no intent, no desire to shut down Social Security
right.
for those who now close to Social Security or retired, et cetera. But he is troubled by the future generations. And when you look at the unfunded liability for anywhere from 50 to 70 trillion, the
right.
country is bankrupt. And yet our Congress continues to fund these the existing wars and another $700 billion. And then we have the crisis on Wall Street and the subprime mortgages, et cetera, and this recent discussion of a $150 billion rebate. Well, where is all this money going to come from?
Right, yeah.
And the only candidate I see that's a realist who can talk economics and understands what is going on is Congressman Ron Paul, but the mainstream
yeah.
media.
Well, you know, we're spending $2 billion, that's with a B, dollars a day in Iraq, in Iran. So Ron Paul is right. If we would get out of these stupid wars for the international criminal elite, for them profiting, we'd have plenty of money for these programs like Social Security.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to touch on Iraq and the war spending and the use of contractors. And one second, time is running short, but I wanted to bring out that at the University of Illinois, they're using the Blackwater contractor and there's like a conflict of interest. But I encourage your listeners to go to that article. And then there is another good article today. U.S. cannot manage contractors and wars. Officials testify on the Hill at www.truthout.org. And that is there's a discussion of over 196,000 contractor personnel working for the Department of Defense in Iraq and Afghanistan. They don't have sufficient contract administration. There is massive waste, fraud, and abuse. And one of the bills I had talked about before.
What was that website again?
Truthout.org.
Okay, Truthout. Okay, yeah.
Right. And that article comes from the Washington Post article on Friday, but you can get it there at truthout.org.
Okay.
But the reason why I bring that up, because Senate Bill 2324, a bill to amend the Inspector General Act of 1978 to establish a more meaningful process, a more independent IG, and there's so much detail I could add on that bill, but for the sake of time, that bill still hasn't been acted on. And so the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs does do some good things, and I thank Senator Claire McCaskill for her bill on that. Now, the other troubling thing, and this is very troubling, despite all of the massive financial problems the country has, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted 17-4 in October to put the U.S. under the U.N. jurisdiction with this U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea. And I've talked about this before, but this uh-huh. could come up for a vote any day.
Any day, right.
And what the administration agreed to at the Bilderberg meeting at the end of May, and this was a reversal and a celebration by the Bilderberg members who were present, two things he agreed to. One was this loss treaty or the U.N. Convention on the Law of the Sea, and the other was he agreed to increase the cost of gasoline to more than $6. But in part of that $6 gasoline per gallon increase would be an indirect tax to the U.N. Now, we don't want the U.N. to have this international taxing authority over the U.S. We don't
That's
want
right.
this international seabed authority to have its world court and have authority over us. We don't want to give the U.N. Authority over land-based pollution sources, and we don't want to give the U.N. authority over 70% of the planet, which this administration, and obviously with out of 17 of 21 members, 17 voted to do that, and unfortunately, Senator Webb of Virginia has agreed to this, and I understand Senator Webb is also supporting this. So.
Yeah.
And I find this will be one of the most treasonous bills out there, especially given, and Mr. Chapman, Bob Chapman, has reported in his prior international forecaster issues about the investigations ongoing at the U.N. It's over 250 investigations of waste, fraud, and abuse, investigations of rapes being done by U.N. employees. I mean, the place is a total mess. And for the Senate to even consider giving the U.N. jurisdiction over the United States, it's incredible to me.
Yes.
These people should be charged with treason. It is so outlandish and so unthinkable to give that UN that kind of authority.
Yeah.
And very dangerous,
really.
But enough said on that. I'd like to move forward on another very important piece, and that is another bill, Senate Bill 817, and that's celebrating America's Heritage Act. Congress is planning to draw lines on maps that by designating certain segments as heritage areas, strip the owners of their right to use their land as they choose, and they give that right to appointed individuals. Well, there was an article by attorney Michael Shaw on January 21st, and this was on newswithviews.com, entitled The Principles of Equal Justice Get Support. And essentially what it is, it's an, it involves the case Crown Point versus City of Sun Valley and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that elected officials, planning bureaucracies, and their agents no longer enjoy absolute immunity when processing land use applications. I'll talk further on this.
Okay, brother. We'll be right back, folks, with the wrap-up with Capitol Hill Commando Ernie from Virginia. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, folks, we're coming right back to Ernie from Virginia to finish up the program. And then thanks to Ernie from Virginia, we have Bob Chapman coming up next hour. Talk about the financial condition of America and the world. Thank you for that, Ernie, but go right ahead, brother.
And thank you, Jack, and look forward to Bob Chapman. He's outstanding, in every way in his writing and his analysis. But very quickly, this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling, essentially inverse condemnations occur when government imposes restrictions or regulations that prohibit the reasonable exercise of private property rights. And we saw that in the Kelo versus New London decision, and this continual attack on private property rights, which ties back to sustainable development under UN Agenda 21. And under UN Agenda 21 and sustainable development, borders, they say, are unjust. And basically, private property, in their view, is an evil that is used simply to create wealth for a few. So we have this continuous assault on our private property rights and our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, the recent passage of the Veterans Disarmament Bill that we've talked about before, and then we have that D.C. Court of Appeals decision on the use of handguns in D.C., which I'll talk about next week. But I want to bring out House Concurrent Resolution 22, Congressman Virgil Gude of Virginia, my congressman, who would like to see the U.S. withdraw from NAFTA. I couldn't agree more. House Concurrent Resolution 40, saying no to the North American Union and to the NAFTA superhighway system. And House Resolution 2755, Congressman's Ron Paul's bill to abolish the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks. This is long overdue, and I've talked about other articles in the past about the need to abolish the Federal Reserve System. Look at their track record. Look at the demise of the U.S. dollar vis-a-vis other currencies the past 6 years. Had they done their job? No. Did Mr. Greenspan do his job? No.
No.
Do they continually lie to the American people in so many ways? They have put our country in harm's way despite the abundance of natural resources given us by God, and also our system and what our forefathers gave us, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. All of this is being undermined by the super elites who control these Federal Reserve Banks. We've not had full disclosure as to who the majority stockholders are, and they have repeatedly not done their job. When you look at the subprime mortgage crisis and everything that I'm sure Mr. Chapman is probably going to mention in a much clearer way, but what we have is, at this time, we need to return to the Constitution, reestablish the issuance of coins and money by our country, by our government, by our U.S. Treasury, and let's have a system of accountability and return to the gold standard or a similar standard as Congressman Ron Paul has advocated. And again, I encourage everybody to call in and support also the release of Federal Border Security agents Ramos and Campion, who are still being held unjustly in solitary confinement. Let's not forget these heroes, these American heroes.
Absolutely.
And lastly, there was an article, Secret Government Report, describes armed campaigns by Mexican militia. This was by Jim Corey on NewsWithViews.com on January 21st. A secret federal document reveals there were dozens of armed incursions by Mexican soldiers and police into the U.S. during fiscal year 2007. And despite that, we see no efforts to secure the border, build the required two-tier fence. Congressman Goodhouse, House Resolution 939 will put American troops on our border.
Right.
We need it.
Yes, brother. Well, doggone it, I wish we had about 3 hours with you, brother. But listen, thank you for bringing Bob Chapman to our program. Folks, we'll be with Bob Chapman at the top of the hour here. God bless you, Ernie. Thank you so much for filling our plate today, brother.
Thank you.
Take care.